Hello?
Hello? Hello?
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I just need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, please. Would that be you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. It's going to be... Okay, great. So I was just going to ask next, is your home a single-family home, a townhome,
yes,
an apartment, a condo, or a manufactured mobile home?
Single-family home.
It's a single-family home? Okay.
Yes.
Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me what year was your home built?
Not sure. It was before 1980, just before.
Okay, thank you. Have any upgrade modifications been made to the property?
Yes.
Okay, like what specifically? Like roofing upgrades, impact
mm-hmm.
windows, drainage upgrades,
mm-hmm.
structural upgrades?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All of those?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, Lord. God. Quite a while, actually. I can't give you the number of years.
Mm-hmm. But would you say more than 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? And, yeah, okay. And what about hurricanes between category 1 and 5?
Yes.
Okay, which categories?
1 through 4.
1 to 4, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the name and or year of the tropical storm?
I have no idea.
Okay, and what about the hurricanes?
I haven't any idea.
Neither, okay. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. All right. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
Oh, it wasn't much. I think, Jesus, I guess it was probably $700.
Like 700, okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damage in your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
No, it was wind blowing out the screens on the porch.
Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Not too, okay.
Nope.
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I don't know.
Which, I can give you options then.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, put up hurricane shutters,
nope.
Board up your home, buy supplies
nope.
and equipment?
Nope.
Evacuate?
Nope.
Call the insurance company?
Nope.
Drive the home of relative or friends in another area?
Nope.
Or you wouldn't make any preparations, or something else that you can tell me?
No, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay. Give me 1 second. appreciate your patience. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media, and WhatsApp.
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably television and newspapers.
Television and newspaper.
Sure.
Okay. Anything else, like maybe radio or friends and family? Because we need three.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I guess, I suppose, well, if you need an answer, I guess, what, the internet, I suppose?
The internet?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. Bear with me just a moment. I need to type that down.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Sorry about that. Almost here. Okay, here we go. So, on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5, most prepared.
Most prepared. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of insurance? Cost of childcare?
No.
Cost of food and other essentials?
No.
No? Okay. Transportation costs? Property taxes?
No. No.
Cost of housing? Loss of income or employment or something else?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm fine. Yep.
All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. When would you evacuate? I'll give you options.
I wouldn't.
If a hurricane watch is issued?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Nope.
Just going to read the other ones for quality purposes. If a hurricane warning is issued, if a category 3 hurricane, thank you, or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate. But you said never, right? You
wouldn't. No.
Okay.
They won't. They
I understand.
They won't order me to evacuate, so that's fine.
Gotcha. I gotta ask these follow-up questions, such as bear with me. It says, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I could fly to the Middle East, but I have friends there, but that's kind of extreme. I don't think I'd bother to do that because it's kind of expensive.
Right. Right. Would you say you wouldn't leave then? Under any circumstances?
Probably not. Probably not.
Okay, gotcha. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Okay. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not going to tell you. That's I consider that personal, private.
Okay. That's all right. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain
again,
you could come up with it.
That's private information. I'm not going to disclose that.
Okay. No problem. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly?
It's gone up. I take care of that. It's gone up.
Mm. So has it increased significantly, over 10% or between 1 and 10%?
Yes, I think it has. Yeah, I think it has.
Okay. What about the last 1 to 3 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about in the last 3 to 5 years?
Well, no, it remained fairly flat for the until just recently.
Okay, and 5 to 10 years?
I have no idea. I can't go back.
Too far, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. It happens. It happens. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Do you increase the amount of deductible, or do you decrease coverage, or you just kept paying a higher rate?
Kept paying the higher rate.
Just kept paying, okay. Mm-hmm. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
That's again, 100%. I'm not going to disclose that.
No, okay. All right. Thank you. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Quickly moving on. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or you wouldn't move from your home?
Oh, I don't know. In extreme cases, I might move to another country, but
okay.
I'm not sure. The answer is I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
No, okay. All right, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, the state government, or the local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Mm. Well, I imagine state and federal government within limits, yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Hmm.
1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable, and 5 is very high confidence.
I'll put that in the middle because I just don't know. I don't know the answer.
A minute. No problem. How confident are you that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Well, they say they are, but I don't know. I'm not aware of local planning, so I can't tell you. I have no idea.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't have any idea. They'd be crazy if they didn't, but I don't know.
Okay. The next one says that new development takes into account flood risks.
Well,
between 1 and 5, how confident?
They'd be crazy if they didn't plan for it, but I don't know if they have or not.
Right, but the last one says that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. How much confidence do you have in this one?
Building codes,
between 1 and 5. Same thing? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're always behind, so probably
okay.
you know, they wait till a house collapses before they decided they haven't done things properly. That's, you know, that's the way it usually works.
Okay. Sorry. So next one says, I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Yes to both?
Yep.
Okay. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither? You wouldn't consider that?
No.
No, okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Should they increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or both income and property taxes, or something else that you want to share?
I don't know. They would have to come up with the money somewhere. Where they would find it without getting run out of town, I have no idea. They'd have to raise taxes somewhere. I don't know how they would do it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think they should increase any of these taxes, or you think no actions should be taken on sea level rise?
I tell you what, listen, I'm no politician. I'll leave that to the politicians. I shouldn't, but unless I wanted to go and get myself elected, but I just don't, okay. I don't know the answer.
Okay, give me just a second. Just a second here. Okay. All right. Next one. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, or slightly concerned, or not at all?
Where I live, I'm not at all worried.
Not at all worried, okay?
No.
When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? You can just tell me and I'll try and select from the list, or I can read you the list I have.
Read me the list. I'll tell you whether
okay.
It was important or not.
Okay. Neighborhood.
Yeah, that was important.
Okay. Schools.
No.
Crime.
No.
Okay. Price.
No.
Walkability.
No.
Taxes and fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Insurance rate.
Yeah.
Okay. We have our three. Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3, between 3 and less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20 or more than 20 years?
I have no idea. I may be dead in a year. Who knows?
Right. Let's hope not. But what do you intend? But what is your plan? Do you want to stay there for more than 20 years? If, you know, you...
I won't be alive in 20 years. I know that. I'm
yeah.
absolutely positive for sure. I won't be alive in 20 years.
No, I'm sorry. I see what you're saying. I mean, I understand, right? But just what is your plan? Just so I can code it into these categories. What do you plan to be there for more than a year?
Yeah, more than a year. Yeah, put it more than a year, sure.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate that. So finally,
okay.
I just have a few general I have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished, okay? Truly appreciate your patience so far. Can you tell me your age?
76.
Okay. What is your gender?
Male, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Okay, so these one are not applicable. The next one. So, what is your marital status?
Divorced.
Divorced, okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Well, by you, in this case, it's only you.
It's only me.
Right.
2 years of, 3 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Human.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, tell me how you want me to define it, and I'll tell you yes or no.
No, that's okay. If that's how you, what you identify with, it's fine. No problem.
They're
just demographic questions. So what language is most often spoken in your home?
Well, what passes for English, I guess.
Okay. I got to ask this
American,
question.
American.
I understand. Right, right. Based on what you told me before about personal information, I'm just going to let you know, I got to ask this question, and it's okay if you want to skip that, all right? Please tell me which is the income range for your household.
Oh, you guessed it. I'm not going to tell you.
Right. No problem. That's all right. Just wanted to make you feel comfortable. So these were all the questions I had.
Thank
you very much for your responses, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
Good luck
your
with
time.
That. Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, I appreciate it. Take care.